That's really tough to balance the scope in terms of size, the actual size of the world, and then traveling around the world. Like, I want the world to be massive. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, you do have to travel, but then I don't want travel to be fast. Like, I want travel to be almost like classic WoW. We're traveling. Yeah, if you want to go from one side of the map to the other, that's a significant thing.
Yeah.
It's not just like hop on this and then you're there.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same exact thing where I was like, I still think that vanilla classic World of Warcraft from 2004 is like lightning in a bottle. Like, I'd swear they got really lucky with that. Those developers, I wonder how intentional everything is, because the running speed was perfect, which is insanely important, right? The scale of things like mountains, of enemies, of like just grassy plains of the path, everything was scaled perfectly to where you felt like you were traveling a large distance. I feel like that's what matters more, is that it feels like you're traveling rather than just
did they increase the run speed too?
Yeah, they increased it a lot. I think you go like twice as fast now.
Is that why, man? I feel like the same zone, like the same zone from classic WoW to retail WoW, the classic WoW one feels bigger. Like, genuinely, I can't get past in my head. I'm like, wow, why does it feel so much bigger? Like, why does this little area? I always freaking loved Mulgore, you know that.
Dude, yeah.
And some reason, Mulgore feels massive. It feels massive in classic WoW. And it's literally the exact same pixel density. It's like the same, there's no change. So why does it feel so big? Why does this harpy freaking town over here that I have to go kill all these harpies feel huge?
Yeah,
but then when I go into retail, wow, it feels so tiny. I think the run speed maybe is...
I think it's a big
one little... That's crazy that just the little knob twisted a little bit too far and it all falls apart.
Dude, yeah, really. Because that world was made for that run speed. Like, I'm also sure that was at least partly intentional of like them testing out, okay, how long does it take us to run from one side of the Barrens to the other, which is like this like large deserty landscape? Like, does it take too long? Does it get boring? Does it stay interesting? Do you see different types of enemies as you run by? Does it feel like the landscape's changing as you run through it? Like, there's a lot that goes into the feeling of not just, okay, I need to get to this place. It's the feeling of like, I need to travel. I need to get through this world to get to that place. And that's like, there's so much that comes into that, dude. It's crazy. I swear, I don't know how the heck Classic WoW did it, but they did it so perfectly.
I'm going to make a huge statement right now. Big. This is going to be big. This is like my where my head is at.
Ooh, hit me with it.
How big I actually want the world to be. I know I'm saying like, you know, there's they have to compensate for travel and all that. Okay. Look at, for example, Shurima.
Yeah.
On the map. I would want Shurima by itself to be the size of Kalimdor. I want it to be so I don't not including Targon, not including Ishtal, not including Akathia. I don't want the whole thing to be the size of Kalimdor. I want just Shurima to be the size of Kalimdor. I want it to be so big that if someone's in Shurima and the other person is in Freljord and the person says, can we quest together, the other person in Shurima says, I mean, maybe tomorrow I will try to like find a way to get to you and we can quest together tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna waste the whole afternoon so we could quest right now. By the time I get there, like, you said you're only playing for what you said, another hour. There's no way I'm gonna make it to you in time for us to do anything. By the time I get there, you're gonna have like 10 minutes left.
I'll log off there for the night. I'll be about like halfway there if I'm lucky. If I don't die on the way there because I'm traveling by myself.
Yes. I realize that that's very, like, I think we're alone in that. I think a lot of people say, no, that's too much. I want to do a quest with my friends.
And you know what?
Listen, you cannot listen to the loudest people. Maybe we're loud, though. Who knows? I think complainers are the loudest.
I agree. Always the loudest people in any MMO community. The loudest people are the people who aren't happy with the game, right? The people who want the game to change. But you need to consider the people who are not talking on Reddit or not talking on the forums or Twitter because they're too busy playing the game. You know?
Exactly. There's the people who are happy with the game never say anything because they're busy. Yeah. They're enjoying the game.
I genuinely believe that there are still to this day more people that play and enjoy retail WoW more than anything else they've put out. Right? Like,
yeah,
I still think there are plenty of people playing Dragonflight. There'll be plenty of people playing the next expansion of the War Within, but they're not going to be talking about the game anywhere. Really, they're going to get off work at 5 p.m., come home and play WoW at 6 with their raid. You know, yeah, with the raid group, and that's it. That's how they enjoy WoW. And I think that's true for a lot of people in a lot of MMOs. I think the same is definitely true for Final Fantasy 14. That game has a lot of people who play that game single player, and they'll just silently enjoy the game and never say anything about it.
Yeah, they won't even watch a YouTube video on it. They're just playing the game. They're pleasantly surprised when they log on and it's an expansion.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Oh.
Yeah, I actually they'll hear the announcement on the news when they like little like news tab when they boot up the game.
The battle launcher app when it up. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Final Fantasy 14 launcher, they'll open up, they'll be like, Oh, new expansion coming out. That's cool.
They log in, they talk to the rest of their raid group. You guys hear about the expansion? Yeah, we all saw it. I'm like, the Battle.net launcher, it's crazy.
Dude, I genuinely believe there's majority of people are like that. They're not on YouTube watching, you know, like whoever talk for like 60 minutes about the new warrior class updates. All right? You're talking about how the game is dead. they're playing the game. I think even for the Riot MMO, that's going to be true, right? Most people are not going to be listening to us. Yeah. Be playing the Riot MMO. Heck, I won't be listening to us. I'm going to be playing the Riot MMO, all right?
Yeah, exactly. There's 10 people who got to travel from Shurima to Freljord. 9 people are going to be enjoying that journey. There's 1 person that's going to log on and complain about it. The other 9 people are never going to say anything. That's what you have to realize. Look where Blizzard ended up. Blizzard, the whole thing was that they just catered constantly to the naggers and people who just constantly said, oh, I want this, oh, I want that. I want to be special. Yeah. Everyone needs to be special. And we need to be able to travel everywhere as fast as freaking possible.
Yeah, and now the game is just kind of just like brain dead grind fest of just like most people. I honestly have a large majority of people are just collectors, right? Like they'll do old world content, or they'll run like the latest dungeons on like normal difficulty or heroic. They'll do like mythic.
They're
Zero.
Watching TV while they're doing all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think most people nowadays are really casual with World of Warcraft, and that's just kind of how the game's turned into this like still endgame focused, still like kind of competitive, but also easily like a bit too easily accessible, you know, to where you're just clicking your buttons, get into the dungeon instance, do your abilities, get out, do it again. You know, it becomes a little less exciting after like the second expansion that you play through, because you just realize that rhythm that the game has turned into, that's kind of like homogenized into over years of criticism. Mm-hmm. So it's just become a lot less fun after that, sadly. So I hope Rise operate to take risks like that. Like, dude, even just like, okay, I want Shurima. Like, I love the idea of Shurima being massive and also just being a freaking plain desert a lot of the time. You know, I think like enemy variety will help keep it fresh as you're traveling. You know, there's going to be different areas of Shurima that are going to have stronger enemies than others. You might see some giant freaking bug monster or something just like traveling across the sands off in the distance, and you can go fight that and die if you want. Like, unless you get like 20 people together, you're not going to kill it. That kind of stuff.
I want an oasis to feel like an oasis.
Yeah, exactly. I want to have some interesting stuff in it, stuff that will keep you interested as you travel, but I still want it to not be full. I want it to be freaking desert, dude. And I think, okay, is it just me, or does it suck how much recent WoW, their zones are so dense compared to
everything is packed in
as
possible. I'm just trying to fit every corner. There's a little cave there. I gotta put something in it, and leading up to the cave, like, there's gotta be something on the outside. There's this bridge, so and we much. Gotta use this bridge for something.
It's like, dude, like I get like sensory overload. I'm like, I love me some barons. All right,
there's
I
a tornado, the but it's not
it's
just tornado.
Orange. they got orange rocks, they got yellow grass, and then they got some like antelope creatures running across it. It's so good. My God, I love it. I love me just some like, I can see what's going on so easily. It's so clear and simple what's on my screen. All right, and what I'm running through. I hope Riot does that. I hope Riot's not afraid to like, even just like the planes between Demacia and Noxus. I want those to just be some nice dream planes. Keep it so simple. Yeah. Keep it so humble. Just so nice. Just something that I can easily look at and run across and enjoy the run across those planes. God damn. That's all I ask for in terms of zones. Keep it nice and simple and pretty.
Not everything needs something.
Yeah, dude. So that way, when you do have something, it's big. It's noticeable. You know? I'm not passing from like insanely bright, crazy like fairy forest to like red hot lava magma burning red orange everywhere lava area, you know? Yeah. That way when you have intense stuff,
it shouldn't be a jarring transition.
Oh yeah, that too. Transitions between zones are very important. But I was just thinking like when you do have a jarring area, it's gonna show compared to your more plain and simple areas. You know what I mean? You need some zones to stand out. You need some zones to blend in. I think most of your zones should just like blend in a little bit and just be an enjoyable thing to look at instead of like this freaking theme park of an area.